views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Getting better together. Welcome to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share strategies and best practices so you too can get fired up to create a culture of emotional engagement, wins, losses, and aha moments. Get fired up to grow your business with the Emotional Engagement Stylist. Now, here is your host, Connie Fife.
Hello, everyone, and my wonderful listeners out there. Well, I'm going to start off with, I have a brag moment. My son and his girlfriend, they've been marathon runners for about 10 years now. And twice a year, they run in national marathons. And then, of course, throughout the year, they probably run in 20 other races around the country. But this past weekend, they ran in the Baltimore, Maryland Marathon and came in first place. I am just so proud of them because, and his girlfriend, Caitlin, she just works so hard at this. I mean, every time you talk to them, we're in training. And I know it takes a lot. It takes a lot to do that. And that's what it is in business. And especially when you're an entrepreneur or you're leading a corporation, you need to work at it over and over and over again. It's not just something that's a one and done. And you learn a lot of it in books, but a lot of it is also on the job training as well. So again, I just want to congratulate them because it's just, they're just a power couple. We have to give it to them. They're just a power couple. The other thing I've been doing a lot lately, and I mentioned it on my last show, is that looking at our end of the year business and really taking a look at my Powerpreneur program, because I want you to be unstoppable. And that's what Team Fife is all about. So for the new year, for 2016, we are totally focusing on our Powerpreneur program and helping you be brilliant and be unstoppable. And what I am doing is, because I am just so excited about this program, that my offer to you is to send me an email to connie@power-preneur.com. Right in the subject line, I am a Powerpreneur, and I'm going to send out to you my Powerpreneur 3-step formula and also my Business Accelerator program, all for free. That's how excited I am about this, because I just want to get that out to you. So remember, send an email directly to me at connie@powerpreneur.com, and I'm going to get that information out to you right away. Well, coming up on today's show, I'm really, really excited. I met this gentleman earlier this year, and I was just so impressed by him. He, in my definition, is a powerpreneur. His name is Jeff Beals. He's an international professional speaker, an award-winning author, and he's helping companies increase their profits and also helping associations achieve their mission through effective sales, marketing, and personal branding techniques. All of which is dear to my heart, because I just have an affinity for personal branding, personal development. So you've got it. Today's hot topic is about goal-based networking and turning your socializing into profitable relationships. So who enjoys networking? Raise your hands. Some of my clients find this to be the most painful next to selling. Do you consider yourself a great networker? Do you know how to work the room? I mean, I've been told that I'm pretty good at working the room, but I'm not always sure if I'm reaching my goals when I'm doing that. So if you're a powerpreneur, you better either like networking or you better know how to network. But Jeff Beals is here today, and he's going to be sharing with us how you can turn your networking into useful and efficient goals without wasting your time. Doesn't that sound awesome? So let's welcome Jeff Beals to Masters Chambers. So, hey, Jeff, how are you doing today?
Hi, Connie. I'm doing very well, and it's great to talk to you again.
Yes, this is awesome. This is just phenomenal. And then when I started, just meeting you in person, I was really impressed with you and what you do. And then I started looking at your bio and your background, and I am just so honored to be interviewing you on today's show.
Well, the honor is actually mine because I am just as impressed or more about you.
Well, good. So we're equally impressed. Okay. Yeah. Show's
mutual
over.
Mutual admiration.
Well, there's a number of entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs are growing leaps and bounds. I know I read somewhere recently in one of my travels, one of those air flight magazines, that entrepreneurs are growing so large that by 2018, 40% of our working population are going to be entrepreneurs.
Yeah, well, it makes so much sense because with the uncertainty in the corporate world, and
yes.
you got so many people out there who are talented and want to work hard, and they want to have more control over what it is they do. And we're in this gig economy, as they say, so people are hanging their shingle.
That's exactly what it is. But unfortunately, a big percentage of them are not finding a way. Like, they have a product, they have their services, and they know what they want to be offering, but they really find it difficult to get out of their comfort zone and get out and network with other people. And how are you helping someone get out of their social discomfort, as you say?
Well, I think you bring up a very good point, because in order to get business, you need to be out there. You need to be active. You have to be engaged, and you have to be outside of your home or your office. And it is hard for people. In fact, depending on who you ask, some people will say that a small business person who is maybe a one or a two person shop needs to spend 70% of their time just marketing themselves and the business.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not easy when you have to fulfill customers' needs and you have to handle all of your operational and financial aspects. So I think the first thing is you have to accept this idea that you have to be out there. You've got to think of excuses. And the way I always say it, Connie, is that you have to externally while focusing. You have to think actively while focusing externally. So be active while always thinking about who's on the outside who doesn't know about me so far.
Right. Right, right. The one thing that I do, and again, like you said, I have a staff of seven, but I'm still responsible for getting out, meeting with the clients, doing the networking, closing the sales. And then, I rely on my team to do a lot of the internal administration work, but I still have involvement in that as well. So you really need to find that balance. The one thing that I do is I am very, very intentional with my calendar. Mm-hmm. And if there is an event, a networking event, it's on my calendar. I go to the gym every morning. It's on my calendar because if it's not, somebody's going to book me to do something else. And I just don't want that to happen. So I'm very, very intentional with that and with my calendar and how I work. So, I know we're going to talk more about this later in the show, but when you talk about networking, and that's physically getting up, getting out the door and going to an event, going physically to an event, do you also talk some about social networking and how you use that social networking to network as well?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, social networking to me is almost identical to in-person networking insofar as the same principles apply and the same fundamentals apply. So I think, some people think, well, because social media are such a powerful platform, as long as I'm there, I'm okay. Well, that's right. Like saying because the telephone's there, you're okay if you use the telephone. No.
Right.
You still have to do all of the things right in order to network, regardless of the channel used.
So it's really finding that balance of doing your social networking, getting out, meeting people, And then doing that follow through. And of course, that's, you know, that's another conversation. But it's really that networking and setting those goals, which I like how you say being very specific and goal oriented when you're doing networking. Because like last week, I was at a networking event in Orange County, California. It was a rather large networking event, but I went there for a specific reason. And so I, you know, was very intentional of why I was there to talk with people. And it was to talk to them about my upcoming program that I have going on here in Orange County in a couple of weeks. So I was very selective who I spoke with, what I talked about, and then also with my follow through on that as well. So was that, is, did I do it right?
Yes, you absolutely did. Because when you have a purpose in your head before you enter the venue where networking takes place, mm-hmm. you're going to do whatever it takes, meet as many people as necessary, and ask as many questions as necessary until you get to that purpose. And that's very consistent with what I talk about with this whole idea of networking with a goal or goal-based networking.
Okay, okay, okay. So I did good because you're the expert. That's why I was coming to you. So for our listeners, I want you to grab a pencil and paper and I want you to write down this number, 800-930-2819. As we're going through the show, I want you to start thinking about those questions that you have for Jeff and myself, because at the end, we're going to pull one or two, depending on time, and we're going to answer it live. If we don't answer it live, I will answer it to you via email. So make sure you start dialing because we want you to be unstoppable. We're off to a commercial break. We'll be right back with Jeff Beals.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Has asthma or allergies got you singing the raspy blues? Allergy and Asthma Networks is the nation's premier nonprofit patient-centered network of doctors, caregivers, patients, and healthcare professionals who are dedicated to ending death and suffering due to asthma, allergies, and related conditions. Join President and CEO Tanya Winders each month on the Dr. Pat Show to learn more and visit AllergyAsthmaNetwork.org today. Breathe better together with Allergy and Asthma Network.
1230 WBLQ. Bonum Selecta.
This one goes out to you and yours. Worldwide, I say, hey.
Well, this is Connie Fife, and joining me here is Jeff Beals talking about goal-based networking. So, Jeff, just a little bit more about you. I just want to share because I didn't even touch your background and bio. So I just want people to know a little bit more about you and who you are.
Okay.
You've, because you have a pretty successful career. You are an award-winning author. You have several books, a radio talk show host. You were a TV host on an NBC affiliate show. You are a college dean, adjunct professor, and you're currently the vice president at World Group Commercial Real Estate in charge of all of their marketing strategies.
Right. Yeah, I'm a busy guy. My wife kind of calls it career ADD. I just think I'm diverse.
Okay, we could say diverse, because your background is in journalism.
Well, yeah, it's what I studied in college, and I've always done a lot with communication type things in my various jobs. But it's interesting because as a speaker and as a consultant, I mostly work with companies on selling and doing more business and business development. But it all comes down to communication, right?
It all does. I mean, everything we do, I have to agree with you, does come down to communication, especially, you have to know how to talk right. So I guess that's where your passion came from for helping people overcome networking, because when you're networking, your relationship marketing, and that also increases your sales.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, a lot of times when I'm talking to salespeople, I talk about prospecting through networking. There are a lot of different ways salespeople prospect. But a good one is by going out and meeting people face-to-face or virtually through the social media. But that getting in front of one person at a time, Connie, is a powerful way to start someone down the path to being a lifelong client.
Right, right. Well, a lifelong client, but also a lifelong referral base for you as well. Because if you get that one cheerleader, out there cheering for you, I mean, your tribe could just grow exponentially from there. What was one of your life lessons, or one of your, well, let me ask you this. What was one of your most memorable failures along the way as you were climbing up your ladder of success?
It's hard to choose just one, but when I'm asked a question about this, I usually don't answer it with an example of selling something. I usually answer it with an example of a job interview I had once.
Okay.
I one time went to a job interview and I was sicker than a dog, and I was being interviewed by 12 people. My chair was right next to this floor-to-ceiling window with the sun coming through, and I broke out in a sweat. It even soaked through my suit, and almost got sick in the interview. And then after that, they decided to take me to an interview lunch, all 12 of them. And we go to this country club and we have a big table right in the middle. And while I was being careful not to eat anything for fear of getting stomach sick, I somehow or another managed to, while talking with my hands, hit the fork and catapulted rice pilaf over every member of the interview committee. One guy even had a piece of tomato stuck to the lens of his glasses.
All right. Did you get the job?
Not a bit. They called me a couple days later and said, Jeff, we appreciate you applying, but the committee wasn't comfortable with you. I wasn't comfortable either.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wasn't comfortable either. You put me in the sun. I was sweating. Oh, that's funny. That is funny. Well, I know you do a lot of speaking too, a lot of speaking engagements. What's one of your most memorable speaking engagements? Not specific to the company or industry, but just one of your speaking engagements that you would be really the most memorable for you.
Well, one of the most memorable just happened a few days ago. I did a program in Sao Paulo, Brazil. And it was fun going down there. That's the first time I'd ever been to South America. And I did two keynote presentations there on a Thursday. And then on Friday, I did an 8-hour sales workshop. And almost everyone spoke strictly Portuguese. So it was a very memorable experience having translators and those earphones like the United Nations people have.
I always wondered how that works. I know someone just came back. He did a 6-week tour in Japan. And I said, Jim, I said, I don't know of you speaking Japanese. He goes, I don't. I said, well, how did that work? And he said the company hired a translator that traveled with him to all of their different locations in Japan. And he's a musician as well. And he said, but of course, when I played my music, you know, that everybody connected with that. But yeah, he had a translator. So I'm, you know, and then that's what you're saying, the same thing. You had a translator. So it didn't lose anything in a translation then with your audience?
You know, it's interesting because I was worried quite a bit would be lost because even when I do a long full day workshop, I use a lot of humor in my presentations.
Right.
So I was nervous about that. And I would say probably 80 to 85% of my humor, they got perfectly. And that was really a shock, a pleasant shock to me.
Well, then that was a really good translator that you had then.
Oh, you know, they had three of them right there. They traded off because it was so intense. You know, that translation work is so intense. They would each do like 20 minutes, then trade off. And yeah, all three of them were amazing.
Wow. That is amazing. My stepson actually speaks 7 languages.
Oh, goodness.
And he currently lives in Germany. He's going there for his, he's there for his PhD. Wow. But 7 languages. And we're always like, really? it just amazes us. But the UN has contacted him several times to come in and be a translator. And also although he's from the US, he'll tell you that his number one language is German.
Really? Even though he's a Native American.
Yes.
He grew up in the United States and English is his native language.
Yes, but German is his number one language now. And he's coming home in a few weeks. Even when he comes back, it takes him a while to think, because you think differently when you speak different languages. It takes him a while to think and process it before then he could speak English, because he spent so much time in Germany now. He's been there 2 years now.
Well, I'm still just trying to master English, so I'm impressed with you at 7.
I know. He just impresses me all the time. So that's really great for him. Now, I know you have a giveaway for our listeners today. So I know you talked about giving away some of your books. So let me share a little bit with our listeners about your book. So they're, and then I'll give them their phone number, and then they can call in and get those copies.
Excellent. My first book is called Self-Marketing Power. It's a personal branding book. And then my second book is a sales book. It's to help it's designed to help people sell better, but it's very niched. It's called Selling Saturdays, Blue Chip Sales Tips from Football. And believe it or not, I make a lot of analogies between the game of football and selling. So if you're a sports fan and if you ever have to sell, you'd probably like that book.
Okay. I am a football fan myself, by the way.
Oh, good. Then you and I can continue to be friends.
Yes. I love watching football. I know. I told that to a neighbor just the other day, and it was a woman. She kind of looked at me. She goes, well, does your husband? I'm like, heck no. He's the one that leaves the house.
I think it's a metaphor for so many things in life and selling, prospecting, business in general is certainly one of them.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Cause I always talk about create your team, be the quarterback. And I had said something. That's why she was like, football? I'm like, oh, yeah. you gotta do football, especially for me, college football. I love college football.
And the book I wrote is specifically college football as well.
Okay. Yeah. What's your team?
Well, I went to the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, so I'm a Husker. And in fact, I did 2 degrees there, so I'm true red.
Penn State Nittany Lions all the way.
Well, we're Big Ten rivals then.
That's right. We are rivals. All righty. Well, that's really great. So as Jeff said, he has he's going to be giving away his book. So the first 5 people to call in are going to receive. Now, Jeff, is that a copy of each book or one? I mean, how are we doing the giveaway?
Well, what we do, we could get they could have a copy of either Self-Marketing Power or Selling Saturdays. So Self-Marketing Power if they want personal branding, and Selling Saturdays if they're sports fans and want to learn more about sales.
Okay. You heard it from Jeff directly. So the first 5 people to call in and get to choose which book they want from Jeff, personal branding or sales. If you're a football fan, you're going to want to go for the analogies and the sales. I'll have to get a copy for myself. So, yeah, that'd be great. That'd be awesome. So, Jeff, how can people learn more about you? And I'm going to ask you several times throughout the show because I want to make sure that people hear it often.
Well, I appreciate that. My website is pretty simple, jeffbeals.com. And Beals is spelled B-E-A-L-S. And that's the best way to get a hold of me or to learn about what I do.
That's great. That's great. Now, we're going to be heading off to a commercial break really soon. But before we go there, I just wanted to ask you, what was your aha moment when you knew that you were ready to be an entrepreneur?
You know, I as you had mentioned, I host a radio show, and it's a local radio show. We talk about business in my hometown. And because of that, I used to do a lot of talking. And I remember there was this one group, American Society of Women Accountants, that would have me come every 6 months. And one time they said, we want you to come back and talk about something different this time, about how we accountants can market ourselves better. And literally, that was an aha moment. I put together a presentation. It went over so well that the next thing I knew, I decided to write a book on it. The book did great. And the next thing I knew, I'm going all over the place speaking. And that literally led to this very active business of mine that takes me all over the world, helping people network better, brand themselves better, and do more business.
Nice. Nice. I think we all have a different moment when that aha moment happens. I know for me, when I was done at Girl Scouts, I mean, initially it was a moment of depression and grief. Was like, how did this happen? But actually, I started looking at it as a gift. And I started doing an inventory of what it is that I have to offer people or where my passion is. And I thought, wow. And that was my moment. That was my moment when I said, you know what, I'm going to give back because that's who I am. And I'm going to help other people. And that's where I, you know, went with, let's be a powerpreneur. And basically, as they say, it's history from there. But we're going to head off to a commercial break. So stay tuned because you don't want to miss hearing more of how you can overcome your social discomfort with Jeff Beals.
To the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend Connie Fife, Mondays 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
1230 WBLQ.
I guess we could say, woohoo, we have too much fun behind the scenes or listen to these commercials. But if you're listening at your desk, driving in your car, all I want to right now say is cheers, holding up my cup of tea. Jeff, what exactly is goal-based networking?
Well, basically it means that anytime you go into a networking event, I want you to have a three-tiered goal planted in your head. And goal number one says, I will get a direct opportunity, something that you definitely want will come straight from that networking event. Now, sadly, that doesn't happen most of the time. So then what you want to do is you say, if I don't get that, I at least want goal number two, which is I will get a solid lead on a direct opportunity. And Connie, that one should happen almost all the times you go to a networking event.
Okay.
And then finally, at the bare bones minimum, goal number three, I will meet new people who can help me reach my goals, and I will learn valuable information to help me reach my goals. And that one should happen multiple times at each networking event. If it doesn't, it means you're not meeting enough people and or you're not asking enough questions.
Yeah, I guess going back to what you were just saying, not meeting enough people and not asking enough questions, because I think what happens from what I see is that we're meeting the people, but not asking the right questions.
Absolutely. A lot of people are okay with the small talk side of networking.
Right.
I sometimes refer to it as chit chat. You know, we make chit chat. Mm-hmm. And that's good, and that's a great starter, but most networkers never get past the chit chat stage. And,
right.
And with some people you encounter, like if you think about that big thing you went to in Orange County recently, with some people you're not going to get past the chit chat stage, and that's okay.
Yeah, yes.
Right. But if there's someone who you know could be a client for you or be a good referral source of business, you've got to go further and you have to probe a little bit more with questions that actually get results.
What are some of the questions? Could you share any examples of some of those questions that help you get those results that you're looking for?
Well, I think they tend to start with the word how or the word why. Those are the two most important words. And so what you have to do is you have to think about what it is that you're trying to accomplish in a networking event. And then after you get past the chit chat stage, you start to let the other person tell you a little bit more. And so you're asking about their business or about their plans. And so you ask a lot of questions that start with, well, how do you, or why does your company, and you start to go down a path. And then the other thing I'll recommend is as you go down a path with an individual person at a networking event, dare I say a prospect, let them lead you down the path. You don't want to hear something, have it automatically remind you of something that happened at last week's networking event and jump ahead and start talking. Just keep listening. Follow them down the path, even if you sometimes have to nudge them down the path.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's a good point. Like you said, nudge them down the path because you really want to get them in a place where you want them to go, because then to give you the opportunity to come back and to determine, like you said, are they going to, you know, are they going to help me? Are they going to be a good prospect? And is it a solid lead that's directly going to give you the opportunity that you're looking for?
Right. And, you know, some people will kind of script some of the questions that they're prepared to ask people in networking events. I actually recommend against that. I like to I encourage people, and this applies whether you're making a sales call, a fundraising call, or going to a networking event.
Okay.
Write down ahead of time the information you need to get as opposed to the questions you're going to ask. And if you write down the information you must get, then you will set yourself up to ask whatever questions are necessary based on situations to get that info.
Okay. Now, does that help someone overcome that social discomfort that so many people find in a networking environment?
I think it does. And there are a lot of things you can do to deal with social discomfort. In fact, coincidentally, I have an ebook that's coming out next week all about networking, and social discomfort is a chapter in it. And I think one of the best things you can do is you want to come up with what I call an area of self-marketing expertise. And this is related to what you do, your expertise, but it's that component of it that is fascinating to someone who doesn't do what you do. So I want your listeners to think of what is it that is most interesting about their work, and then have some things ready to talk about with someone from a different industry that's related to what you do, but fascinating. That is the first step in dealing with social discomfort, because it gives you confidence.
Okay. So talking points, not scripted points.
Right. But things that you can talk about that are related to you, but are not behind the scenes, boring, not technical, not jargon, the most intriguing, because the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence, and we want them to eat our grass.
Mm. Absolutely. We want them in. We want them in our sandbox. Yeah. Now, more about your business. Now, with the different products that you do and the speaking opportunities that you do, we talked a little bit earlier about this, whether it be delivering services via face-to-face, you know, in person, or having online products. What is your business model? How do you do that? Do you do a combination of both? Or, you know, I know you have the ebook coming out. So how are you promoting that to your customers?
Yeah, well, I try to be pretty multimedia insofar as I like to do a lot of things in person and a lot of things virtually.
Okay.
And so in person, companies will have me come out and do a workshop to help their people sell better or find business better. Mm-hmm. Associations will have me do a keynote speech in person. You know, but on top of that, then occasionally I'll do a webinar. I also do some sales consulting in person. But then a big part of it is, as you kind of hinted, online or virtual. So, you know, I write a couple articles every week. I put those on LinkedIn Pulse and on my website. And mm-hmm. and then I'm in a group of about 40 or 50 people who are professional sales consultants or speakers. And we kind of cross tweet and cross promote each other's articles to take advantage of the size and scope of the internet. So I think if you're going to promote yourself or services that you provide, you kind of got to touch every medium. I mean, you're kind enough to have your radio program. So, of course, right. I said yes to that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's very true. Like you said, having a multi-platform, because you're going to have first you need to understand what your niche market is and what they're looking at mm-hmm. in terms of where your services are coming from. But I'm still a true believer of some of the old school style, as they say, of doing it the face-to-face. But I am doing a lot more of my programs virtual online, where people can take advantage of, whether it be podcasting or some of the webinars that I'm doing. Of course, the radio show. And then I also, twice a year, I bring everyone in my tribe together for a mastermind group. So I mean, the mastermind group is just so, so powerful. And, you know, and of course I follow that, the model from, you know, the Think and Grow Rich model. So I mm-hmm. follow that all the time. And my mentor, who is Dan Miller, and I just believe that is just so powerful to add. So you're touching people virtually, and you're also touching people physically as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I know in my personal example as a speaker and as a trainer, many times I'll show up at a company to do a workshop or be speaking at some association, and people will come up to me and they'll say things like, "Jeff, I've been reading your articles for 3 years. It's so nice to be able to see you in person." And so I think that shows how it all goes together. Because they're reading my articles, they're right. more apt to show up at the event because, hey, I know this guy. I've been reading his stuff for 3 years.
Right. And I've gotten work from people who have said that to me. I had one, and they heard me speak. They got one of my flyers or something, you know, they came through email because they're on my list. And they actually called me and said, "I've been holding on to this for the last 3 years because when I was ready, you were the one I was going to call and do work with." And I was like, wow. Okay. Like, wow. 3 years. So, yeah, I mean, just to hear those stories, like you said, somebody's coming up to you and saying, "I've been listening to you." That, I mean, to me, that, again, it's just so powerful that I've been able to touch someone. And again, going back to that one-on-one. And this just goes into a little bit about blogging and somewhat of that networking. And when you are writing to them, write as if you're talking to somebody one-on-one.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't agree more. And I think a lot of times professionals of a variety of different jobs and industries, they don't realize how much bang for their buck they can get out of blogging, because you really, really can find clients that way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when you're talking to them, I have this little guy that sits on my desk. He's one of those bendable guys. And I mean, he's bald. He's green. But it's one of the guys that I hand out at my programs. But he sits there, and it's a reminder of me that when I'm writing my blogs, I'm writing it to that one person, that powerpreneur, and that's who I'm writing it to. And this is my thing, you know, that I keep on my desk to remind me. Make sure you're talking to that one person, not everybody. We're heading to break, Jeff. So stay tuned. I want you to stay here. And I want you to keep listening, because coming back is our lightning round. And if you have any questions, call it in now, 800-930-2819. Or you can email me to connie@power-preneur.com. We'll be right back.
There are places I remember.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
Tune in to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all, a healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. During the month of October, Dr. Darvish and the Holistic Medical Team are promoting Breast Cancer Awareness Month with 25% off breast thermography. Safe, painless, radiation-free, and accurate. Purchase your breast thermography screening for 25% off now until October 31st to receive this special. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
1230 WPLQ. I'm coming up, so you better get this party started. I'm coming up, so you better get this party started. Get this party started on a Saturday.
Let's get this party started. I'm sitting here tapping my fingers while you're listening to Master's Chambers, where we're getting better together so you too can be unstoppable. I'm your host, Connie Fife, and joining me today is Jeff Beals. Jeff is explaining the down and dirty to becoming comfortable in networking situations. So we have several questions that came in today by email. But Jeff, I want to ask you to help me answer this one question that comes in from Kelly. She's okay. Mailing us from Chicago.
Okay.
And she says, I recently took the leap to become an entrepreneur. I wanted the freedom and love hearing about your Powerpreneur program. I know I need to get out more and let people know what I have to offer. I'm not shy, but I need help understanding how to behave at networking events. Do you have any advice? Well, Kelly, I have to say that in the past 10 years, I have attended hundreds of events. And some of them, I'll have to tell you, they've been draining, massive waste of time. And there's others where I've managed to get a deal or two. I think I do a pretty good job work in the room. I've been told I do a good job work in the room. But I am going to ask our expert with us today, Jeff Beals, to help me answer this question. So, Jeff, what advice do you have for Kelly?
My first piece of advice is to observe the masters, because there are people out there who either are naturally blessed with gregariousness or they have worked really hard to develop it, but they seem to work the room as if their feet don't touch the floor. They make connections. They connect other people. Study those people, because you're going to want to emulate what they do. And then the next step is practice. When you see good networking technique that you observe other people doing at a networking function, it's okay to kind of practice it in front of your mirror at home. You might want to make sure your significant other's not watching, because it might look weird. But do that, and that'll help you a little bit. Then try out new techniques every time you go. I certainly think it helps to hold something in your hand, either your business card or a drink or something, so that you don't seem to be so fidgety. And the other thing, I guess, is the final thing I'll mention is that you want to become a pair buster. And a pair buster.
Yeah, what is that?
What happens is sometimes you'll go to a networking event and you'll look around, say it's a cocktail party or whatever. Right. Everyone is already engaged in conversations. All you see are pairs and trios of people. There's no one else standing by themselves like you are. And for me, it's a flashback to seventh grade dances, but that's neither here nor there. What I do is I look around for like a friendly looking couple of people. And right. I go up to them and I'll even say something overt like, do you mind if I crash your conversation or something like that? And 95% of the pairs you bust open will be quite welcoming.
Well, I mean, everybody knows why you're there, basically, you know, that you're there to network and to get to know each other. But that's really good advice. Like you said, you know, thinking back to the seventh grade dances where everybody's standing, you know, in their own corners and waiting to see who's going to come out and say something first. You know, it's that fear. But great advice. And well, like you said, too, and I'm going to add a little bit early, what we talked about is start with, you know, have that intention and own why you're attending that event, you know, and have those conversations. You want to practice your pitch, speak in conversational tone as well, and really allow that natural flow to come. And of course, like Jeff said, practice makes perfect, and you definitely want to be authentic.
Well, yeah. In fact, and one of the things that I think can take pressure off a person who's not an experienced networker or a naturally gifted networker is remind yourself that you don't really have to talk that much, because a good networker listens 2/3 of the time and only talks 1/3 of the time. Well, that means you really don't have to come up with as much to say as you might think you do.
That's right. Absolutely right. Well, we need to get going because we're having a party right now. And Jeff, this segment is all about you. It's our lightning round. So we're going to zip through these really quick. We have 10 questions. So are you ready?
I am ready, Connie.
All right. What is your favorite TV show?
Modern Family is the only fictional TV show I watch right now. Other than that, I just watch news or sports.
All righty. What is or who is your first celebrity crush?
Boy, maybe one of the Charlie's Angels from the 1970s. When I was a little kid.
How about any hidden talents?
I don't know. I'm pretty good at imitations.
Okay.
Yeah. Imitating people.
Okay. Who is, what is your favorite business book?
You know, I've got a lot of them, but right now I'm reading two brand new ones. One's called Fanatical Prospecting by Jeb Blount, and the other one is called Sales Management Simplified by Mike Weinberg. So since those are two brand new ones I'm reading now, I'll just say that because, Connie, I read business books every day.
Yeah. I mean, if we're in business, we're reading every day.
Yeah.
Your most influential person?
You know, there have been several, but lately I'll say with this business I have as a consultant, as a speaker, it's a fellow by the name of Mark Hunter, who also speaks on sales and does sales consulting. And he has been very giving of his time and expertise with me.
Okay, great. What is your worst habit?
My worst habit? Probably some procrastination. I still have it, even though I've worked hard to eradicate it.
Okay. What is your favorite success quote?
Boy, I don't know if I have a favorite success quote. I might. Oh, that's a tough one. I've got some quotes I have, but that I like, but I'm not sure if they're success quotes. But I will give you my two favorite quotes that I can think of off my top of my head, and maybe they're kind of success related. Mm-hmm. One of them is, discovery consists of seeing what everyone else has seen and thinking what no one has thought. And that's by Albert Szent-Györgyi, a Hungarian scientist. And the other one is by Thomas Carlyle, a Scottish philosopher. And that one goes like this: great men show their greatness in the way they treat little people.
I would call that a success quote by far.
Good enough.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to have to skip two questions because we're going to get tight on time here. But I want to ask you, what advice would you give to your younger self?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I would start building relationships sooner. You know, every once in a while, colleges or universities will have me come speak to students, even though that's not what I normally do. And I always say, I was successful in college, but if I had to do it all over again, I would have met more people, because several of my college classmates have turned into clients over the years.
Oh, nice. Absolutely. That's definitely nice. Well, Jeff, you've really been a beautiful guest. So one more time, how can our listeners contact you?
Well, my website is jeffbeals.com, J-E-F-F-B-E-A-L-S. And then, of course, if you look for Jeff Beals on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Google+, I'm on all those places as well.
Great, great. Well, are you ready to overcome your procrastination? Are you ready to start networking and have goals, be goal-oriented when you're networking? Well, you want to reach out to jeffbeals.com and you can learn more about Jeff and how he can help you. Well, thanks for hanging with us. Coming up next week is the Outspoken Barry Lobb. You're not going to want to miss another fabulous program, because we keep bringing the powerpreneurs to you. Hey, if you still want a copy of my Business Accelerator program, send an email to connie@powerpreneur.com. And in the subject line, include, I am a powerpreneur, and I'll get a copy out to you real soon. The offer is going to end this week, so make sure you let us know soon. If you like what you're hearing, send your comments to connie@powerpreneur.com. And I look forward to sharing with you here on Masters Chambers, because I want you to stay brilliant. I want you to be unforgettable. Cheers. Until next week.
You've been listening to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Tune in each Monday, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices so you too can create a culture of emotional engagement, getting better together. Connie is available for corporate speaking and executive training. To book Connie or to catch the archive, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.